The fraud of subject divisions. Students need an aim so that they can learn on their own. Standardized lectures are just a trick. They need a way to deploy software, build side projects, and turn them into small startups. They don't need to know what ASCII or Unicode is. They need an aim that they can handle. They'll take care of the rest. Nobody needs help with education. Nobody. Subject divisions artificially prolong education, probably to maximize profits. And if not that, then just out of sheer incompetence. And they are a way to control and limit what the teachers do by setting the topic. If you think I am wrong, I understand. But tell me, where the lectures against religious indoctrination are? Because they are pretty gosh darn important. All that can ever do is lead to war and division and suffering and poverty. Where is the classroom that says that God is made up and it doesn't exist? Where is the classroom that does the children justice? Well, that's how setting what the subject should be controls what is acceptable to be said in a school. Reality be damned. Where's the class that speaks about preventing people from fracturing into a life of crime? Nobody is born a criminal. A three-year-old is just a three-year-old. They are not a criminal. Where are the lectures that speak about disproportionate mass incarceration of those who are uneducated and fractured and trapped by poverty? Where is the class that speaks out against fighting in war? Those are children against children. They don't know the politics or the corruption or what the leaders are thinking, probably not thinking anything at all. They just know that they will go to prison if they don't fire their guns. Where is the class against that? Come on! How many videos do you have to see on the internet to understand it's just one family? Do you really think that CS50 is more important than the life-changing education, wisdom, greatness, and world peace? Has our culture made it sound like a cliché? Well, it isn't. There cannot be a future without world peace. There cannot be a future without universal basic income. Yes, there will be inflation, and all the billionaires will suffer for it. But the people who are worried about living in the streets or not having a bite to eat for the evening or being even trapped within borders of some sinking nation will gain the ability to travel the world to afford food. The world will improve. It won't suffer for it. The fortunes will destabilize, absolutely, but they are small potatoes compared to the amount of money that is needed to help every person on earth to live and learn in dignity. Everybody knows that once divided into subjects, knowledge is rendered useless. Everybody, except for students who don't yet have that experience necessary to see through the lie. But it gets even worse, because subjects can be further diluted by interjecting useless off-topic information. This is such a terrible thing that it does not reveal evil or arrogance or elitism. It simply shows that the teacher is horribly undereducated and just happy that they have landed a paying gig. The better the liar, the more of a playable push around they will have to be to retain the position that they lied themselves into. And since the real corruption begins just above the teachers, a push around is the best kind of teacher or professor. Like doctors who ignore the Hippocratic Oath and prefer treatment over prevention. Teachers prefer to gag their students with interesting and colorful facts instead of inspiring them towards actual greatness, actual knowledge, or as this example is about to show, computer science. CS50 is a tough example to start with, but you just need to focus on the results. Computer science is an opportunity to enable students to build and deploy small startups or side projects. And this opportunity is wasted on algorithms, data structures, and artificial intelligence. These and other topics similar are a pleasure for students to play with. They are sunny Sunday afternoons, perhaps sunny Sunday mornings before getting out of bed. What students need, what they need to know, is how to deploy self-scaling computer networks that then they can program via visual programming languages that all the graduates work on and rely on. A visual programming language is not for kids. Computer programming is really complex, and the large computer programs are nowhere within the grasp of a standard programming language. They are just outside of it. Visual programming languages are not the training wheels to a bicycle. They are the future of software development. Now let's switch on something more illustrative, perhaps more enlightening. In my philosophy class, which was strictly about Descartes, right before the finals, a student asked, "Who is this Descartes guy that's going to be on the finals?" There was nothing wrong with this student. He seemed really cool. It was the teacher who was fake. He was a liar, a pretender, and a wannabe. He was nowhere near the status of a philosopher that he claimed to be. He scoffed at my index cards, with a smile told me Rand was not a philosopher, and destroyed, burned down to the ground, a beautiful opportunity to inspire a classroom to love of wisdom and greatness. I would start with Socrates, with the aim to kill God. Socrates, who quite clearly, was forced into silence and death. The stories are made up. What he was really told is either you die or your students will die. And if you open your mouth one more time, it will be both and your family. And Socrates, like always, chose the harder right. And as always, the victors wrote the history. Come on! The father of philosophy did not concern himself with the debt of a chicken. He passed away so that his students could go on. But Descartes it is, as both, believe it or not, we're talking about the same goddamn thing. Indoctrination, in as far as they could or couldn't. Use of indoctrination to limit healthy minds into a workforce is a filthy and ancient trick. Dawkins, in his response to "What If You're Wrong?" Lynchburg, Virginia, undermines religion from the correct angle. I'll let you search for that. And this is where the fool that taught me philosophy in college should have been headed towards. It is not that I think, therefore I am, but that I all too easily believe what I am born into. Therefore, at least at first, I cannot be me. Come on. From here, Nietzsche and the death of God, who was also limited by religion. There were lines that he did not want to cross. And then within moments after that, the class should have turned to criminals self-indoctrinating into dead ends. There is no one teaching anybody the life of crime. That's an emergent subculture. It is born out of poverty and stupidity. Today, like Socrates, and you know what? No doubt Descartes. Nobody can really speak out without getting suspended or fired. The class should have concluded with a classroom of angry kids having for the first time in their lives seen a bigger picture. Not students being offended that their fundamental beliefs are being questioned, but offended because those beliefs were false. That's what real education is about. Clarity, love of wisdom, love of reality, an adventure towards greatness. Not political, or what it really is, religious correctness. Poverty, war, indoctrination, mutually assured destruction is an insult. It is a terrible thing that we are stained with. And the words philosophy class in today's schools are an oxymoron. Because if it was real philosophy, it would cease being a class, for it would lack a teacher.